Chapter 42. Flashback. Fast Friends. The First Hive, many years ago.
Chrysalis, stop staring.
Queen Avia warned her young daughter, who was staring in awe at the various queens scattered around the place.
But I have never seen so many queens before. How can you not be excited about this?
Princess Chrysalis exclaimed. Avia could only give a light-hearted chuckle at her daughter's flustered features.
If you recall, I have been doing this for a very long time. It is nothing new.
Chrysalis pouted.
But what about the deep history this place must have? I imagine the books it must contain.
She shouted gleefully. Avia rolled her eyes.
Chrysalis, if someday you have a daughter of your own and she is as enamored with books as you are, then our hive is doomed. Oh, hardy-har,
Chrysalis deadpanned. An amused grin graced Avia's features.
I've also noticed you started reading some of those pony romance novels.
Chrysalis's eyes widened.
What? No! Why would I ever read something like that? Of Love and Loss, I believe, authored by some little pony whose initials are TZ. What does that stand for, anyway? Why would I know? I do not read that stuff. I found it hidden under your pillow.
Avia grinned even wider. Chrysalis just stood, unable to craft a response in a satisfactory manner. Though she would not have to.
Sister.
Avia's eyes widened at the new voice, and turned to see Queen Crudelis approaching.
Sister?
Avia half-heartedly greeted back.
To what do I owe the pleasure? This must be your daughter, Chrysalis, is it?
Crudelis looked down onto the teenage changeling royal, who hid slightly behind her mother.
You have no business with her,
Avia spat.
Oh, please, Avi!
Crudelis rolled her eyes.
She is my niece. Don't call me Avi.
Crudelis was legitimately taken aback.
What? Why not? You lost that right when you murdered Mother.
Crudelis's eyes narrowed.
I did what I had to. Keep telling yourself that.
Queen Avia mocked before turning to her daughter.
Go on ahead, Chrysalis. I will be along soon.
Nodding, albeit reluctantly, Chrysalis left her mother to speak with Crudelis while she went on inside. She found herself in a long corridor, and after about a minute of walking, realized she had no idea where she was actually going.
Damn it,
Chrysalis muttered at the realization. She passed a few more doors, but had yet to pass by another changeling. She was hoping to find a drone or something that could direct her out of the maze of a hive. Coming up on a T-junction in the corridor, Chrysalis decided to take a right and bumped headfirst into something.
Ouch!
Chrysalis shouted as she grabbed onto her throbbing horn, falling onto her rump in the process.
Hey, are you all right?
Another voice asked. Chrysalis let go of her horn and looked up to see a changeling standing before her. The changeling had green, draconic eyes and a teal mane done up in a neat bun. And she also seemed to be about Chrysalis's age.
Hey, who are you?
Chrysalis asked.
My name is Draco. Yours?
Princess Draco held out a hoof.
Chrysalis,
she responded as she accepted the hoof shake.
Could you help me? I might be a little lost.
Draco chuckled sheepishly.
Sorry, Chrysalis, I think we might be in the same boat then. Oh, fantastic,
Chrysalis deadpanned.
So, is it your first visit to the castle?
Draco asked.
It's mine. Yes,
Chrysalis confirmed.
Oh, this place is amazing, don't you think? I guess?
Draco shrugged.
You guess?
Chrysalis gawked.
Why can't others just appreciate the history behind sites like these? I wonder who built it originally. No idea. I never really thought about it.
Chrysalis tapped her chin with a hoof.
Well, there must be a book on it somewhere.
Draco raised an eyebrow.
You really like books, huh?
Chrysalis's eyes glinted gleefully.
Are you kidding? What could be better than books and studying? Anything?
Draco deadpanned. Chrysalis rolled her eyes.
One day I will show the world the value of a good book. I'm sure you will,
Draco smirked.
Say, since you seem to study a bunch, do you know any good spells? One or two,
Chrysalis smiled.
Magical theory is one of the many areas I like to research into when I can.
Draco's eyes narrowed.
Wait, theory? As in you don't really know how to cast them? Well...
Chrysalis twirled a hoof in the air.
Mother kind of has a strict policy against my unnecessary spellcasting that might blow up the hive. Or anything else that I might do to accidentally cause damage. She seems kind of paranoid to me,
Draco stated.
Perhaps, but she might have good reason to be.
Draco raised that eyebrow again.
What do you mean?
Chrysalis blushed in embarrassment.
Oh, there was an incident. It involved a statue flying, a shattered crystal.
Draco seemed rather confused.
What? What do you mean by any of that? It doesn't matter,
Chrysalis quickly stated.
All right, are you sure you don't want to talk about it? Anyway,
Chrysalis changed the subject.
I have been practicing this one spell. Oh? And what would that be? Portals. Oh, I know about that one,
Draco exclaimed.
I've seen my mother and a few drones do it. I myself don't know how, but it is on my to-do list. Well, I can cast it,
Chrysalis stated with pride.
Want to see? Sure,
Draco nodded.
Let's see what you've got.
With a happy grin, Chrysalis lit up her horn with a bright green glow.
Now, I'm only going to port myself a little to the left of us. It's just an example, after all.
Draco nodded in agreement.
All right, here we go.
Chrysalis activated the spell. A tear opened in the ground beneath Chrysalis, and she quickly sank into it. A short distance away, another one opened, and Chrysalis emerged again. There was just one problem. Chrysalis squeaked in embarrassment. The portal had opened in a wall, and the wall itself had morphed and disfigured around Chrysalis, but she was now so tightly packed in it that she was very, very stuck. Draco erupted into a fit of giggles that sent her falling to the floor.
Yeah, laugh it up,
Chrysalis groaned. Draco managed to bring her giggles under control and shot Chrysalis an apologetic smile.
Sorry, but that was too funny.
Chrysalis glared at Draco.
All right, I'll help you out.
Draco lit up her own horn and grabbed onto Chrysalis with a levitation spell. With both of their efforts and about a minute of trying, Chrysalis finally popped from the wall and tumbled to the floor.
Thanks.
Chrysalis looked up to see a hoof outstretched to her. Draco was offering to help Chrysalis up. Help, which Chrysalis accepted gleefully.
You're welcome,
Draco smiled.
I like you, Chrysalis. You want to hang out more?
Chrysalis smiled back at Draco.
I would like that.
Thank you for tuning in for this chapter of Change by Tom117Z. If you enjoyed any of what you heard, please consider leaving a like. If you're not already, consider subscribing. And if you're really feeling incredibly generous and really want to support me in what I do, then there's a link to my Patreon down in the description below. Thank you very much for any and all support, be it like, sub, favorite, whatever. It's all helpful. I appreciate it all. Thank you for tuning in. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Next time. Bye-bye.